From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In a move aimed at closing a projected $24 billion budget shortfall, California lawmakers have approved a complex series of bills that will cut everything from money for education to prisons to social services. The package will also include continued furloughs for California state workers. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger acknowledged the pain the cuts will entail, but said closing the state's huge budget gap required tough choices.
I know that college students will pay now higher tuitions. I know that teachers will be laid off. And I know that our state workers will get less money. But we have to do that. It's the only way to solve the problem and to save our great state. And the only way to do it is to spread the sacrifice.
With three furlough days a month, state workers will see their pay cut by 15%. Lawmakers did reject two of the more controversial aspects of the plan, one that would take $1 billion in transportation funding away from local governments and another that would have allowed oil drilling off the California coast. President Obama expressed regret today for saying that Cambridge police acted stupidly when they arrested Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates last week. NPR Scott Horsley has more.
The president spoke by telephone with the police sergeant who arrested Gates and called him an outstanding police officer and a good man. The president's comments earlier in the week added fuel to a fiery national conversation over whether Sergeant James Crowley acted properly in arresting Gates, a prominent African-American scholar, outside his own home. Mr. Obama said the attention sparked by the case simply illustrates the sensitivity that still surrounds race relations.
In my choice of words, I think I unfortunately gave an impression that I was maligning the Cambridge Police Department or Sergeant Crowley specifically. And I could have calibrated those words differently.
Mr. Obama said he hoped this would encourage everyone to spend more time listening to each other and less time flinging accusations. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Iran's president has canceled the appointment of his vice president after being ordered to do so by the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, the BBC's John Line reports.
President Ahmadinejad was under pressure ever since he promoted Mr. Mashai to be first vice president just over a week ago. Mr. Mashai was criticized for suggesting that Iranians were friends with the Israeli people, even though he shared the same bitter language against the State of Israel used by all officials in the Islamic Republic. The criticism finally became irresistible when a letter from the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, was broadcast on state TV, calling on Mr. Ahmadinejad to sack his controversial vice president. The row shows how vulnerable Mr. Ahmadinejad is to pressure from conservatives following the disputed presidential election result.
The BBC's John Line. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the week up 23 points to close at 9,093. This is NPR. Ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya, in a show of defiance, walked under a border fence today, taking a few symbolic steps back into his country, nearly a month after he was removed in a military coup. Zelaya, who carried out the border crossing after a news conference in neighboring Nicaragua, says he will reclaim his post and said today he was forced to take action after U.S.-backed talks failed to reach a negotiated settlement with the coup-installed government. Honduran government has vowed to arrest Zelaya if he tries to return. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, called his actions today reckless. Gaps in the nation's health care system were highlighted today at a country fairground in Virginia, where an army of doctors and dentists treated uninsured and underinsured people for free. NPR's Howard Berkus has more.
I'm standing in an open-air pavilion near the center of the Wise County Fairgrounds, where dozens of portable dental chairs and lamps are ready for Saturday's crowd. Friday, most of the 1,600 people treated at the annual remote area medical expedition stood in line for hours for dental treatment they cannot afford otherwise. Dentists worked shoulder to shoulder pulling teeth, filling cavities, and performing root canals. Doctors examined others nearby in sanitized and draped horse stalls. Organizers take these free medical expeditions to third world countries, but say low incomes, unemployment, and a shortage of rural dentists and doctors make these medical expeditions necessary here in the United States. Thousands more seeking treatment are expected throughout the weekend. Howard Berkus, NPR News, at the Wise County Fairgrounds in Virginia.
Motorists are starting to see prices creep back up at the pump. AAA reports the average price of a gallon of self-serve unleaded nationwide is now at $2.47 a gallon. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.